Sanbonani, welcome to African Story Magic with me, Gcinamhlophe, your guide on a journey through the wonders of African storytelling. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Kwesuke sugela. This is a story I heard, and it did not happen that long ago. It is about a boy who had to take care of his father's cattle. He was a herd boy, and he liked doing it. And mostly he was alone, but sometimes he was with other boys who came to take care of their own cattle or maybe the goats. Now, over time, he found out that other boys, they did not come to the grazing lands because they went to a school. They went to school. What were they doing there? They were learning many things, they told him. And he wanted with all his heart to be able to go to school. And sometimes they said they were going to church. He heard the bell ringing, ringing, ringing at church. Many people dressed nicely, nice clothes, and they cleaned up and off they went to this big building called church. When he asked his mother or his father if he could also go to church, they said, listen.
No. You don't need to go there, my boy.
You're gonna stay here at home. If you want to learn anything, you can learn from me. But the songs they sing in church are so beautiful. I want to learn. You can ask me if you want me to teach you some songs, but you are not going to church. Sit down here. What is your problem? He kept quiet. Sometimes he begged his mother when they were alone. Mama, can't you please talk to my father and ask him if he can let me go to school like other children and to church like other people in this village? I am sorry, my child. Your father, he will never listen to me. Forgive me. There's nothing I can do at all. My hands are tied. The boy was disappointed. And again, more children were going to school. They were wearing uniforms. They were looking good. And they liked it. And they always told him it was fun at school. Sometimes it was a lot of work there to do, but they liked it. And he thought, I want to go to school as well. Why can't I go to school? Again, he begged his mother, Mama,
please, Mom.
I want to go to school. Other children go to school and they say they learn many, many things. They even know how to write. I don't know how to write. Please, Mama, speak to Baba. I'm begging you.
I'm so sorry, my boy, but you know how your father is.
Your father doesn't listen to anything I say, and my hands are tied. I can't do something against his will, and you can't go to school. You don't need school, really. I promise you. The child was not convinced. He was upset. Every day, every week, every month that passed, he did not like it one bit. Well, one day, it was a beautiful day. And at the big church, not far from his home, there were people coming from far and wide. There must have been a big service or something. He didn't know. More people were coming looking good, and they were going to church. And he wanted with all his heart to go there. And other children passed him. They greeted him and they rushed to church. And he was sitting there out in the grazing lands taking care of the cattle. No. What is this? I can't go to school. I can't go to church. Something is wrong. But maybe if I run and I go to church for a little bit, my father won't even know. Nothing's going to happen to the cattle. But if something happens, my father's going to kill me. He won't beat me up. He's going to just kill me. Okay. And he sat down. But something had happened. One of the boys who went to school used to sit with him when he came out taking care of his father's cattle. He said, listen, I can teach you something small that we learn at school. We learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We call it the alphabet. The alpha what? The alphabet. And he sat down and he taught him A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All the way to Z. And he sat down with another stone, and on a rock they wrote a small A and a big A. He showed him, hold it like this. And then he could write a small B and a big B. A small C and a big C. And he taught him and he learned over and over. And when he was alone, that's what he did. On all the rocks, there was A, B, C, D, E, F, G everywhere. There was A, B, C, the alphabet was everywhere. He was having so much fun. While they were at school, he was doing his ABCs. Well, when he saw that there was this big service at the church and he was not allowed to go. He was not allowed to go to school. He thought, they tell me they pray at church. I wonder how does one pray? Nobody prays at my home. Huh? He stood up amongst the cattle and he shouted out loud, the Almighty God will be able to hear me. I hear that God speaks all the languages. So he shouted at the top of his voice,
A, B, C, D, E, F,
and he went all the way to Z and he started again. Over and over, he was shouting and shouting. And there was a man who was running from down a rocky hill and he was coming past him going to church. He was wearing a big black robe. And this man stopped. Greetings, young man. What is going on here? Oh, it's me. I'm just praying. I'm praying to Almighty God. I'm told that God can speak any language. And this is the only prayer I know. The only prayer you know? Yes. I think if I say it over and over, God will work it out and tell my parents my biggest wish, that I want to go to school. I want to learn like other children. I also want to go to church. This man said, I hear you. He said, that's the biggest testimony I ever heard, if there ever was one. And he said goodbye and he went to church. They had the big service. And then he came back and asked the young man, where is your home? Can I go and say hello to your father? And he showed him his home. The man went to his home and sat down with his parents and pleaded with them, please, can you just let him go to school like other children? I saw him standing there shouting and calling to the Almighty God, please, he will continue being your son. He will respect you as he always did. Just let him go to school like other children. It is so sad to see him like this. Well, the father and the mother talked and talked late into the night. The following day, they went to town, to a place that sold school uniforms. They bought some uniforms with him. He was there yet to put them on to see if it's the right size. And then they bought him some of the books and the things he needed for school. He went to the first class. You start at the beginning, you don't start at the second or third or fourth. And so he went to school the next day. Other children were thinking, you are so big, you've never been to school before. But other children who knew how much he longed to come to school, they were very happy for him. He sat down. He didn't care who laughed, who was staring, who was criticizing. He just sat there and listened to the teacher. And the teacher was amazed that he knows his ABCs. He learned and learned and he got better and better. Soon, his own parents were proud. They were very happy and encouraged him. And the boy was thinking to himself, that ABC prayer worked. The Almighty God put everything together, put all the letters and heard my prayer. I am so happy. He was really, really excited. He even got allowed to go to church. He learned to pray like other children were praying. And he had a lovely, lovely, happy life. And his parents knew that he could be with them and do the things the way they wanted, but also he can learn a new life and learn to go to school. And those ABCs, they connected him with the Almighty God indeed. Huh? He was a happy, happy boy. That's where I rest my story. Share the magic with others. Find more stories in English and isiZulu on ecr.co.za under podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Until next time, please stay magical. I'm Tsinamhlophe.